Thank you. And are you gonna facilitate today, Elaine, or is it Ron?
Well, Ron. Okay, I'll take it away. I don't have the agenda in front of my face, sweetie, so you're gonna have to help me with the agenda, okay? Let's do roll call. Hi, Elaine, co-chair membership. Ron.
Ron Hernandez, other co-chair for membership.
Coming.
Kara, council staff.
Mark, council
Ed
staff.
City membership. I'm talking to my leader.
Pat Todd Garrett, council staff.
Thomas Noble, they, them, government co-chair.
PJ Lee Miyake, he, him, council co-chair and council member and committee member.
Yay.
Erwin Barrios, I don't know if he's gonna come in. I don't hear anything.
Okay. You're cool. How'd you?
I'm Robert Arnold, council member.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
I know I heard Mark with his little space suit astronaut thing.
Is that everyone?
I think
JP Soto, right? Council member. Oh.
There we go.
Oh, hi, JP. Sorry, Annie.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm just a little wallflower here.
I hear you. Now, if you hear noise in the background, guys, I got work construction going out of my street, construction going on behind my building, and another construction down the block. So I apologize. There's too much construction going on, okay? All right. So if we could go ahead and move on to review and approve the agenda for today, October 9th. Okay. Everybody approve for the agenda for today? Hearing no no's. Okay, nays, no's, yes. Okay, review and approve the September minutes. All right, thank you. Hearing a vote for approval for the minutes of September. No nays, accused. Okay. Any announcements for today, y'all? None. Just seeing Ed full screen. Okay. All right, y'all. So let's, there's no public today. So we could do council member attendance report or any council applicants. Did we get anything today?
Yeah, I can take that. Let me pull up the agenda really quick so I can also look at it. Okay. So we don't have any prospective members. There were a couple of notice of attendances that were sent out. If you guys remember last month, we had a couple of people out of compliance. So those were sent out already. And then we did receive a request for a leave of absence from Jesus. He's asking for it to be from October through November. So we would then most likely see him back in January because typically in December, we don't meet.
Right.
Any discussion around that?
No discussion. Everybody's all cool.
All right, then I will move on to resignation slash thank you for service to the council. And so, as folks might remember, last month we did talk a little bit about Reina and her situation and not hearing back from her. So she was officially removed from the council. And so it's just noting that. And then we are also seeing having to say goodbye to Nikos. And Nikos is actually a very unique case because, as folks remember,
I'm wondering if we can actually pause the recording for this next.
Oh, yes.
We got, I think up we have next is the Democrat, you know what I mean.
The Democratic Report, yeah. I can take that.
Okay.
So there has been a little bit of a shift. I do want to note that I am working on updating this specific demographic report. It is a little dated, so I'm working on updating it. So I will show the next one. But I do want to note that there, because we automatically removed Reina, and then we had to say goodbye to Nikos, there was a shift in our membership. So now we are at a 27 membership total.
Okay. We need a lot of work, guys.
All right. So like I mentioned down here, it does affect our total membership. We are also, it affects our total HIV positive membership. Mm-hmm. So it's down to 12. And then our total non-aligned consumers as well. We are down 1-2, so now it's 7. Any questions about this? All right, I'll stop sharing.
All right. So we do have, and to add into that, we have the recruitment outreach.
Yeah, and I can talk a little bit about that as well. So there was a lot of conversation about outreach and recruitment at last month's meeting. So I did want to put it on the agenda per the committee or the group's request. And so we did have, I believe it was TJ who, and a couple of other people who asked about our flyers. And so Kat did a really great job working on these. So I'm gonna go ahead and share them just so folks can see a change. So this is one of the flyers that Kat came up with. I think there was specific feedback around colors and making sure to grab, especially for on-campus flyers that folks want to post up, making sure to grab someone's attention, especially if there's multiple flyers on a bulletin board. And then Kat also included the QR code, which we had originally taken off of the flyer previously. It has the same general information, just kind of the layout of it is a little bit different. What do folks think? Do we like it? Do we not like it?
Well thank
first of all, I just want to say thank you for putting this together. It's the first time I'm seeing this version, and just really appreciate the work being put into this.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank you, Kat.
TJ?
I think the one thing that I'm still struggling with, and it was part of my feedback last month, is the volunteers part. I think that gives a confusing message about what the position is.
Yeah.
As in, what's confusing about it?
Well, it seems like it just seems like you could be asking for volunteers to do what at the Planning Council? Like,
yeah,
it's not specific enough. It's not direct enough. And I mean, is it like, you know, people could just assume it's about volunteering, like at Project Open Hand or the AIDS Foundation or Shanti? Yeah. You know, I think it. Yeah, the word volunteer keeps throwing me. So
what word would you use instead? We do include under that what you'll do more specific, but I do see what you mean about volunteer in the traditional sense that you volunteer at like a soup kitchen or something.
Yeah.
So is there a specific word you would use in place of volunteer?
Maybe, I mean, I don't know, apply to become a council member. something maybe, like that.
Maybe be, recruit?
Or yeah, recruiting council members, something. I think we need to be specific about this.
Okay.
I mean, I think we are specific about this. It literally says where you will help decide how HIV health funds are spent. You can't get any more specific than that. I think I understand where you're coming from. Maybe I'm at a lower level than Kira, because I'm still perplexed, to be frank. I mean, I can see just removing with volunteers and HIV service providers to collaborate to come up with solutions, if that is like, if that word is not correct. But the thing is, like, this council was created by volunteers. The idea that HIV positive consumers of services are literally volunteering their time is central to what this council is supposed to be about. This is a form of volunteerism for consumers. For service providers, perhaps less so, because they can be paid for their time. And for government appointees, perhaps less so, because sometimes they are mandated to be on this council. But for HIV positive folks, no one's mandating. They're literally volunteering their time. What I do find confusing, now that I think about it, is the idea of the division between volunteers and HIV service providers. I mean, I don't find that confusing, but I could see how that could be confusing. The only thing that I would change would be collaborate with other volunteers. I think the word volunteer is important. Like, you're volunteering your time. It's a volunteer public policy experience.
I mean, I like your idea about some play with the word of collaboration, but yeah, I think it's kind of understood. I don't know if I would read past it if it said, you know, if I knew nothing about the Planning Council and they said volunteers needed for this. I don't know if I would read past it. So
then we don't want someone who would not read past what is actually their experience, what they're going to be doing. Right? Like, if someone's going to be like, I don't want to deal with this, it's volunteers. Well, then we don't want you, because this is actually a volunteer experience. You're volunteering to be on the council.
Right.
You get it? Like, we don't want people to think this is paid work. Like, service providers might be paid, but that's because their agency is generous enough to allow them to come to to be a commissioner. But if you're an HIV positive consumer or you're an HIV negative prevention consumer, you're a volunteer. That's key for it to start with that. I'm pretty firm about the title, volunteers needed for the, because that has to be there. But I'm definitely open to that second bullet point in the pink. Because I can see how that could be confusing for sure.
All right, well, we can go back and edit this. I'll work with Kat to rephrase that a little bit. But I do want to show the second one that Kat
Okay.
Created. Well, before you go to the second one, it looks like Thomas might have had some thoughts around that.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you all taking this on as well. I feel like collateral is always really helpful. I was just wondering if we took the word volunteers needed and the logo and swapped them. Because I feel it. Yeah. So if we put the logo in a little bit more pronounced way on top and then put volunteers needed within that bubble, then it might address what we're saying. So.
I'm not against us highlighting the fact that we're the San Francisco HIV community.
Yeah, I do feel like that's the draw for me.
What do you think, TJ? Does that in any way answer where you're coming from?
Yeah, I mean, that was part of one of the suggestions I made last month. So yeah, I definitely agree with Thomas on that.
Does that seem doable, Pat? Is just to put trade, because I think you just do volunteers needed, right? So you'd have the logo and San Francisco HIV Community Planning Council in, like, with a larger font, and then in that white bubble, volunteers needed, like all caps.
Yeah, and in the other flyer that I made, I took TJ's literal exactly what he wanted changed and flipped everything and used red font. So if we want to look at that one,
that's everyone. Why Kira was in a rush to hurry us on. That's why. Sorry, Kira.
So this is another version that Kat came up with. And so the logo is more pronounced here. So it's exactly what folks were saying. It's kind of flipping those and highlighting the logo.
I love
this one.
Yeah, I do too.
This is the superior one of the two. Yeah, it's so much more straightforward too, because it's like I like the different bubbles, but this literally is like the announcement and then like a nice little bullet point list of what you'll do and then contact.
All right. Sounds like
Thomas has their hand up again.
Oh, I just want to kind of acknowledge, I guess if I say something, it gets heard. And if TJ says something, it doesn't.
You're so wrong. Look, this is literally from the mouth of TJ onto the PDF.
I'm just messing around. It looks great. Well done.
Yeah, it looks wonderful. Both are good. This one is really amazing. So
yeah, this one really catched my attention of the right kind of volunteer instead of just saying volunteer to do something like lick envelopes, you know? So yeah, this was good.
All right. Well, then we can, if folks, TJ, and do
like,
you want?
I like the, oh, I like the bullhorn better than the eyeballs. I don't know if the other one had a bullhorn too.
Do you want us to send you this, TJ?
Yes, please.
All right, perfect. So we'll go ahead and do that. And I'll stop sharing.
I like looking up.
All right, guys. So moving along, did anything else want to add?
Just one more great job, Kat.
Yes, thank you, girls. Both y'all. And Mark.
I literally did nothing with this. This is my first time seeing that.
All right. Well, anyways, guys, okay, underneath that, let's see. Next one would be just next meeting date and agenda items to vote. Next meeting and date and agenda items. Do we want to put anything out for next?
Well, if there is an interest in sending anything to Andre, obviously someone can write that outside of this meeting, but you'd have to bring it to the meeting so that it doesn't, like, there's no, as TJ mentioned, we don't want to do a Siri Adam type issue here. So if anyone wants to write a draft and then bring it to the next meeting, then just let Kira know so that she can add it to the agenda for next month. You certainly have plenty of time to decide whether or not you want to do it. And that could be anyone can request an agenda item be added.
Okay.
I would just ask if you're going to be speaking for yourself, do whatever you want. But if you're going to be speaking on behalf of the membership committee, it definitely has to come here first.
Yeah, and I'll just kind of, if anyone wants to talk further just about what's going on, feel free to reach out. I'm my mind personally is just trying to wrap myself around it. I feel like our identity is... historically, at least, been about kind of.
In our next meeting, will be. What is our next meeting?
Thursday, November 13th.
Okay, November 13th. All right. All right. Okay, you guys. Well, good job today. Nice.
Thank you all. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for facilitating.
Kat, thank you so much for your hard work. And guys, have a great weekend and see you at the next meeting, okay?
Okay.
All right, meeting adjourned.
Bye.
Bye.
Kat, Kira.